More than a year ago, Delaware Governor John Carney called for a school policy to protect students from discrimination, particularly transgender kids. But the proposal was met with fierce opposition from some parents. Now the Carney administration is backpedaling and scrapping the idea, at least for the moment. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
The policy's first version would have allowed transgender students to use a different name at school without notifying their parents. Carney's team backed off that provision in June after receiving 11,000 emails, most in opposition. But foes were still unhappy with the next draft, which allowed students to use the bathroom and locker room matching their gender identity. Now Carney is shelving Regulation 225 and said he's mulling his, quote, next steps. Teacher Andrea Rashbaum, mother of a transgender student and member of the panel that drafted the policy, was not surprised.
They didn't want to go against the masses. I really believe that Carney wanted to move the ball forward. When the 11,000 emails came out, he realized that the ball was in a tornado somewhere, and he didn't know what to do about that tornado.
Nicole Tice, who heads the Delaware Family Council, is pleased the proposal is dead for now, but she knows another fight may be looming.
Regulation 225 calls the school system to be pitted against parental authority and a gender ideology against a right to privacy. So the only way to strike a balance is for the school administration to have the flexibility to seek reasonable accommodations that protect both the dignity and the privacy of all students.
Rashbaum and other LGBTQ advocates are drawing hope, however, from a May ruling that Carney cited from the U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia. The court, which has jurisdiction over Delaware, upheld the right of a Boyertown, Pennsylvania high school to let transgender students choose their bathroom and locker room.
Now, if the school districts are sued and it goes all the way to the circuit court, our circuit court, the transgender kids will win if their rights have not been protected.
Carney wouldn't elaborate on his next steps, but the interested parties will be waiting. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.